And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Lafayette Science Museum, along with the Acadiana Amateur Radio Association, will offer a six-week ham radio course at the Science Museum starting January 22nd. It will run every Tuesday at 5:30 for 6 weeks. The course is open to kids and adults 10 years and older. For more information, you can stop by the website lafayettesciencemuseum.org or give them a call. This weekend at Cité des Arts, Flip Orley, who is a comedian and hypnotist, along with comedian Jimmy Pineapple, will be at Cité January 11th and 12th. For further information, their website is citédesarts.org. And also the nonprofit Deuxième Vie Créatif is in downtown Lafayette, and they're having a special purging of their shelves this Friday to make room for more recycled materials that they use in their work. That is Deuxième Vie Créatif. That's at 549 Jefferson Street in downtown Lafayette. Again, a nonprofit that helps people learn how to recycle all kinds of material into practical items, artwork. For more information, you can call them or stop by. That purging of the shelves is this Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and then they will be open during Second Saturday Art Walk this weekend as well. The Acadian Museum is honoring photographer Leo Touchette as a living legend. That will take place this Saturday, January 12th at 1:30 p.m., This particular award ceremony will be in Brobridge at Joie de Vivre Café. For more information, you can stop by acadianmuseum.com, and you can find more information about Leo Touchette online and some of the images of his photography. Festival International de Louisiane will have their pin and poster party this weekend during January Art Walk that will be taking place at the Rockin' Bowl. For more information, you can go to Festival International's website. And Lafayette Reads Together, LRT, will feature the book Finding Gobi by Dion Leonard. Books will be available beginning Monday, January 14th at all library branches. We'll be speaking with members of the Lafayette Public Library later this week about Lafayette Reads Together and about the author appearance. Dion Leonard will be in Lafayette on Tuesday, January 29th. Next week, there will be a concert in Angel Hall. It's called Neo-Romantic Music for Cello and Piano, and will feature cellist Molly Goforth. She'll be accompanied on piano by William Plummer. That will be in Angel Hall, January 18th. It's Friday at 7:30. I believe they do have a Facebook page for Neo-Romantic Music for Cello and Piano. You can also find information on the School of Music website. The Louisiana State Arboretum will celebrate Arbor Day on Saturday, January 19th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. They'll have a tree seedling giveaway. Games, crafts, and tree care and planting information will be available at the Arboretum throughout the day. Some of the seedlings they're giving away will include American hornbeam, bur oak, live oak, longleaf pine, mockernut, hickory, pawpaw, red bay, red bud, and western mayhaw. For information, you can call the Louisiana State Arboretum or stop by their website. And Laurie Antonelli will be performing on Saturday, January 19th in Burke Hawthorne Hall. She is the chair of the California Jazz Conservatory's vocal program and will perform with her jazz quartet in Burke Hawthorne Hall Saturday, January 19th. For more information, there's a Facebook page. Just look for Como Trad Music, or you can go to the School of Music website. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org. Clicking on the schedule button, you can listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. Search for the show you're interested in and the date of that show. You can listen to it on your phone, on your laptop, whatever device you listen to KRVS on. And you can share that link with friends and family. If you missed a Medicine Ball Caravan that you really wanted to hear, or you just loved it so much you want to hear it again, you can do all of that at krvs.org. And if you'd like to make a donation to KRVS, go to our website and click the donate button, the red donate button in the upper right-hand corner of our website. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All